So we pick up on Daf 76b, that's Ayin Vav, Amud Bet, and just about to begin a story. Tana Tanei Kamei Rav. There was a brata taught in front of Rav. Notain Lahem Sakaran Meshala Lahem. What happens is, it says the employer has to give the workers their full amount of money. Amalei Chavivi Amar, Rav said back to me, Chavivi, which is talking about, often it means my beloved, but here it means my uncle as well, Omer, and that was Rav Chia in this situation. He said, Amar, Ana, Ilu Avahava, if I was would have been there, Lo Hava Yavna Lahen, Ela Kapoel Bata, all I would have given them is the wages of someone who didn't have to work that hard. Remember, we had that discussion yesterday where someone comes along, even though the employee come to work, even though there's nothing for them to do there. For example, if we're going to see some examples of that, still, and they go away, he still has to pay them an amount of money for coming there, but doesn't have to pay them their full wages. He has to pay them like a worker that didn't do any work that day, Kapoel Batel. So if someone's meant to be hoeing and stuff, then you come back much less tired after no hoeing for the day than after hoeing for the day. So it's like you've taken the day off. How much would you get for that? How can you say that you have to pay them full wages? Surely it's taught. Someone that is meant to come loaded, i.e. work with loads all day, and now he's come empty, so you feel much less tired. Really, what you have to do is you have to come and give them a lesser wage. Okay? No, the person teaching the brata in front of Rav didn't finish it. Rav just jumped in, the person didn't know the end of the brata. He hadn't taught it properly in front of Rav, and really that's what it meant. He says it was meant to be that taught that way, that they didn't get their full pay. Ikad Amre, another version of this. Sumer Kamei Vahaki Kamar. No, really, he did finish it in front of Rav. Vahaki Kamar, and he said, "Listen, Chavivi Amar, Iyavela Ana, Lo Havi Evina Lei Klal." He says, "My uncle, if he was looking at this case, he would say, listen, we don't give them anything." It says, and you say that we have to pay them like a worker that hasn't worked that hard. But then how could you say that? Because surely that's the brata does conflict with what Rav Chia said, Rav's uncle. Lo kasha hai de saira l'orei mi orta hai de lo sire orta mi orta de ara mi orta. So no, it's different over there. Why? Because where it says where the worker doesn't get paid at all, the person who looks over his land, the landowner looked over his land the night before, said, listen, it's ready to be hoed, and he hired these laborers, these workers, on the basis of that. And then something happened, they couldn't do something unforeseen. Happened in the middle of the night, and they couldn't work, and therefore it's not his fault. All right, so now we're just really going to say it's a kind of general principle. Whoever is at fault, if you could have taken precautions beforehand to go ahead work out what should be the situation. If you go ahead and you ignore those considerations, you're at fault, then you'll have to pay. All right, so now this landowner came along and looked at it the night before, then something happened overnight, it's not his fault, and therefore he has to he doesn't have to pay them at all. But if he hadn't examined his land the night before, then what happens if he still hires the worker and he hadn't checked it out before, and then something had happened to the land, then he bears the cost, or a little bit of cost, if the workers can't work. It says, Ki Adama Rava, and similar to what Rava says. Now we're going to have a few examples of that, and Rava's going to bring a lot of examples. So if you hire these workers to come along and to plow your field, okay, so what happens is, and now rain fell, atamitra malve maya, and filled the land with water. So obviously they can't till anymore. It's pointless because just all muddy, and every time you do something, you plow on the ground, it's going to get filled up. If he had checked it out the night before and did everything in his power, pseida depoalim, that is the loss of the workers. Los siara laara meorta, if he hadn't looked at the land the night before, pseida debalabait, no, he has to go along and pay them something. Yaevlu kapoa bato, he has to give them like a laborer, a worker that is just off for the day. All right. Vama Rava, another comment of Rava. Hi man, ogire le davla v'ata mitra. Right, so he says, so a person who hires workers to come along and to draw water from a river to go along and irrigate his field, that's what you used to do, to draw it towards you, dam up this and do that, etc. Atramitra, and then all of a sudden rain fell overnight, and you don't need the workers anymore. Hashem's done it for you through the rain. That is the worker's fault. How would he know that the rain was coming? Vatanahara, now, but if the river dried up of itself, out of itself, said it about a bite, that is the loss of the employee. You should have thought about that. Viavlu kopoel bato, and then he has to go and pay them the wages of someone who just kind of takes time off work, but still is still working, but hasn't got any work to do, any heavy work to do, the poel bato. All right, so that is it's interesting, because you might have thought that if the river, if the river dries up, v'ata nahara means the river floods. That's it. So that the employer should have thought about that. He should know that the river is prone to doing that, and therefore, if there's no work for the workers to do, he should have taken that into his calculations. Should have thought about that before. V'amarava, another statement. Hi, man. D'ogir agure ledavla. Again, if you hire laborers to get water into your field, to irrigate your field, and then now we get to the case. Pasak nahara, and then the river stops. Bapalgadiyoma. Stops halfway, dries up, and you can't get any more water into the field. So now we have to work out what is the situation. La avid de pasik. If we have to see what the normal situation is. If it is prone to stopping, right? If it literally does stop every now and then, peseda de poalim, that is a loss on the actual workers as well, because they because you know, just their bad luck. Avid de pasik, if it doesn't usually stop, that's I thought it was a bit strange. If it doesn't usually stop, pseida de poalim, well then it suddenly stopped now. Therefore that is the loss of the workers, because they couldn't expect it, it's just their bad luck. Avid de pasik, however, if it is known to stop sometimes, even in the middle day, iba b'nei mata, if it is then, if they live in that town and they know the behavior of the river, beside de poalim, well then it's their fault, because they know they took the job with that kind of risk in mind, that the water could stop halfway through the day, and they'd get the rest of the day off, but only get paid for half a day. Law b'nei mata, but if it's not their fault, okay, if they're not residents of that city, they don't know how the river behaves, pseida de balabait, well then the balabait has to take responsibility responsibility for that and say, listen, you know, how are you to know what happened? And therefore, I'm paying you like this, the worker, the poil battle. All right, Va'amar Rava, another statement of Rava. Hi, man, da'aga ugar lavidata, mishlem avidata, upalgad yomo. So what happens if you hire workers to work for you and they finish it by, you know, half in, you know, halfway through the day, midday, right? Palgad yomo. Itlahe avidata. If he's got something else to give them, and it's the important thing here, nechemina, easier than that, yavlu, then you can give them something that is easier. Inami de kavate mafkeid lu, or else, even if it's the same level of, if it, you know, is as strenuous, the same level of that. I don't know if there's no such word as strenuosity. Okay, it's the same level of work as was previously done, then he can give it to them. So if it's the same or less, he can give it to them. However, dakasha mina, if there's harder work to do, law, mafkeid lehu, he's not allowed to give it to them. Notanem skram mishalem, and he has to give them even for the equal level or slightly less hard work, he has to give them their full amount of wages. It says, Amai, why does he have to give them the full amount of wages? He's live, Lehu, Kopoel Battle. Surely he has to give them like a poil battle, because really they finished their work halfway through, and surely you should just pay them lesser amount of someone like that wasn't really working that hard. Kiyama Rava Lushe de Mechoza Dilo Avdi Khalshi. All right, so it says like the schleppers, the workers of Mechoza, they used to carry stuff around all day, and if they don't carry stuff around all day, they become weak. So actually, benefit they, and then they won't be able to carry. You know, so they loosen their muscles, and therefore, if they their muscles become weak, then they actually won't be effective the next day. So actually, it's good for them to carry stuff around all day. So you're actually helping them to do it. All right. So now, Amamar. All right. This is something that we touched on in our Mishnah, but here it's just a brighter. Shamilhem, Mar Shasu. It says, let's say they've come along and they've worked half the day, and either they stop working and they pull out. You know, that's probably the best situation. So you work out how much they have done. All right. So it says, Ketzad, what exactly is the situation in this case? Okay, haya yafe shisha dinarim. Okay, so what happens is, and this is what you know, the situation, we kind of described it a bit yesterday, but now we go into it into more depth. All right, let's say they contracted to a task, and they pay. It was meant to be 8 dinars for the whole job. Okay, i.e., 4 dinars for half the job. All right, and they finish half the job. What is happening now is that they've got another wages have risen for this task, and now to finish the other half of the job is going to cost the employer 6 dinars. Okay, that's what it says. You know, Ketzaraya yafe shisha dinarim. Half the rest of the next half of the job is going to cost 6 dinarim. Notain lehem sela. On the one hand, he has to give them a sela because he contracted for 8 and they've done half. So you can say, listen, simple, you get half of what we agreed, i.e. 4. On the other hand, and that's it, they don't go. And the other way of looking at it is that, no, I said that the whole job is going to cost 8. It's now going to cost 6 for half the job. So you pick up the slack of all you get is the remaining amount. All I wanted to pay was the 8 for the job, and now it's going to cost me another 6. Actually, you should be paid 2. The fact that we say notain lehem sela means that you give them 4, which implies kasavre ravanan, the rabbis hold yad poel ala eliona. the hand of the worker is at the top. In other words, he's at an advantage, i.e., not that he is better than the thing, but he's not at a disadvantage. I think when it says he's at an advantage, means he doesn't get disadvantaged, he doesn't go down. So he gets the minimum of what he was going to get. All right, so that is that. So even if he pulls out halfway through, he doesn't... he still gets paid the original amount, okay? Or you can move melachtan v'yitlu shtei salim. Okay, the second possibility, now we expand on it. It says, or else they finish their work and they take two sela, right? Which is two sela is eight dinarim, exactly what they want to do. So obviously pshita, surely that's obvious. You contracted for eight and now you're paying them eight. What's the chiddush over there? Lo lo tzricha. No, so what's happened in the meantime? Ikar avidata, again, the halakha says where the price of labor increased, okay, v'amri, v'imru, poalim, and the workers come along and say, listen, v'azil, and they say, v'imru, not v'amru, v'imru means that they rebelled, like from the word married. So it says the poalim rebelled against it, v'azil balabait, and they didn't want to work anymore, and the balabait comes along, pasinu, right, and he comes along and pacifies them literally and said, listen, carry on and finish your work. Ma'ad tamer, what might you have thought? The terms are as follows. Matsu, Amrelay, they can come along and say to him, ki kapisinan, maf yasinan, the fact is, when you made peace with us and appeased us, it says, adata denafat lan agra, we thought that you were going to increase our wage. Okay, so we pulled out halfway through, and then you said, no, carry on along and finish, but we're going to get more afterwards. It says, Kamash Malan, d'amalhu. So he says back to them, Adata, d'arkana, l'chu, v'akhla, v'shtia. No, listen, I gave you lunch, and I gave you nice food and drink, etc. I'm not increasing your wages. I'm still only paying eight for the whole job. I might give you nice things to eat and drink. That's what I thought. I made nice with you, and therefore that is fine. Again, though, sela notain lahem sela. If the brighter teachers, if they did work worth a sela, he gives them a sela. Pshita, surely that is obvious. No, Lord Tzricha, what is it needed for? Zil avidita. No, maybe in this situation, the labor price goes down. The market price of Dezil Avidata Meikara. Sorry, the earlier price was less. So he actually, instead of, I'm just using numbers here, the Gemara doesn't use the numbers, a price for half the job would have been, three, and he promised to give them four. And four times two, is eight instead of what would have been six for the whole job. V'igru b'tfei zuza. And what happens is, so he hired them for one dinar more, okay? And then ultimately, sof, iikar avidita v'kam b'tfei zuza. And now it's more, right? So that is that. So you might have thought that... the going rate was three, he promised four, but now when for the second half of the job, which is also, the going rate has gone up from three to five. You might think he has to contract five, so therefore, if he finishes it, he gives them one seller, which is eight dinarim, and therefore, that is, that's that. Okay, if he gives them work worth a seller, a seller's only four dinarim, and he gives them four over there. You might have thought that since the rate has increased to five now, he has to give them five. No, he has to give them four, as he suggested. All right, so now, because you might have thought, Ma'ad Atema, what you say? Amalahu, Tvei Zuzai, Amalan. He said, listen, you offered us a dinar above what we could get. Tvei Zuzai, Havlan, give us a dinar more than the current rate. great Kamash Milan, Amal, who, so you can turn around to them and say, Kamalahu, Tveiz, when I said that I was able to give you more, Dlo, Have Kium, Kim, Lahu, Hashtag Kim Lahu. No, that was, I wasn't sure that you would work for the lesser amount, but now I see, so I increased it. Now, in terms of you, you agreed to work for that, I agreed, you agreed, and therefore I'm not going to increase it more than that. Now, Rabbi Dosa comments on this in this brata, and he says, "Listen, Shamin Lahem, Edmi Sheatid Shot." No, the court works out for them that what still has to be done. In other words, Haya Yafe Shisha. If the amount that is still needed to be done, the wages have increased, and therefore you need to hire people for six sheish dinarim natain lehem shekel. Then he has to give them the guys a shekel, which is only half a seller, which is two dinarim. Kasaver yad poelim ala tachtona. This is anyone who comes and pulls out, their hand is at a disadvantage, right? Their hand is lower. In other words, they are disadvantaged by this type of behavior. It says, going back to the brata, and it said, it says, or else they finished their work and they took two seller. And the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Now we're explaining things according to Rabbi Dosa, right? Lord Tzricha, Azil, Avidatav, Amar Balabait, Azul Poalim, Pesai. So now, surely, if they finish their work and they take two seller, according to this, so what we are saying now is that where price of work has gone down. Okay, even though they stopped halfway through, the Balabait said to them, listen, finish the job. He still has to pay them two seller, which is eight dinarim. Okay, and therefore, because what might you, surely that's obvious? No, we say no. Maybe Dezil Avidata, the price of work has gone down, the price of labor decreased, and therefore he could have finished it off for only another three. The other half would have cost him three. Of Amra Balabait, Azu Poalim Visayu. So, and it's the employer, the Veimar Balabait, and the Balabait, the employer is the one that goes along and cuts their work halfway through the day. Azu Poalim Visayu, and then the laborers went, the workers went, and they said, listen, we'll carry on working, please. Don't kick us out now, because what might you thought? Matsi Amalahu, he could, the worker, the employer can say to them, Adata Tzrichta Li Agre. No, you might have think when you came back and you said, listen, let us finish the work, it was and a condition that you decrease your wages, all right, and that's it. Kamash Milan, Da Amalei Adata Davdin in Lacha Avidata Shiparta. No, the workers can come along and say to the Balabait, no, we'll do extra hard work, extra special work. So even though you're paying us slightly more, but it's really high quality work that we're doing for you instead of, like, inverted commas, normal work. Okay, similarly, seller, notain and seller, and if the work that they're doing, the work that they did for that part of the job, the half a job, was worth a seller, you must give them a seller. The Gemara says again, surely that's Peshitta. No, Amma Rav Huna, Bereda Rav Natan. Rav Huna, the son of Natan, says, Lord Tzricha, no, it's needed in a case. Ozlu, Inu, Gabay, Zuzomi, Kara, Lasof, Elai, Avidata. No, again, so they actually worked for less in the beginning. They said, listen, at the end, and ultimately the price of labor went down as well. So they, instead of five, they charged four. All right, there's your seller, so the going rate was five, and then by the time they finished, it was worth four. You might think, Ma'ad Atama, what might you have thought? Batir Lahu, Zuzay Amri Lahu. So he said, listen, the employer might turn around and say, listen, you are prepared to work for a wages of one less, and it says, Batir Zuzah Yavina Luku, and now I'll give you one less. than you were meant to get. Okay, and therefore, even though wages have dropped to four, now only owe you three. Kamash Milan, Da Amrila, Kiamrit La Batir Zuza. No, the workers can say to them, listen, when we said we'd work for a dinner less, Dulo Have Kimlach, we weren't sure over there that you'd be willing to pay the higher wage. Hashta Kimlach, but yeah, you're willing to pay that amount. You're willing to pay that amount, the four, and therefore we're not dropping to three. You're willing to pay four in the beginning. All right, and Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Dosa. We say the Halacha is like Rabbi Dosa. Mi Amar Rav Haki, did Rav really say that? V'Amar Rav, but surely in other words, Rav Dosa had said that the employer is in the stronger position. But on the other hand, V'Amar Rav, Poel Yachol Lachso Bo Afilu B'Chetziayom. The worker's rights is that he can just get up and stop working even in the middle of the day, seemingly with no penalty. Maybe you would say, Shani Lai L'Rabbi Dosa Bein Skirut L'Kablanut. Okay, whether the person was hired for a specific day, okay, and work, where Kablanut is where a person undertakes to do a specific task. All right, so it's one thing to say, listen, your time is your time, but I want you to finish this for me. That's known as a kablan, a person that is working on a specific task. That's his goal, to complete the task, as opposed to a person who's working for a number of hours. What you do is during that time is as much as you do. Okay, so maybe there's a difference between those two. Is there really a difference between the two of them? Vatanya. We have learned in Abrata, Socher et Apoel, if you go along and hire a worker, Lechetzi Yom, and halfway through the day, Shema, mate, law mate, or Shea Chazato, Chama, or else he heard that one of his relatives, Lo Aleinu, died, or else he got a fever, he got... Literally, he became all hot. Im sakhir hu notain lo skaro. If he's sakhir, working for a specific amount of time, you have to give him his days. You know, if halfway through the day, you have to give him half his wages. However, im kablan hu notain lo kablanuto, and if it's his kablan, you have to give him he's paid to do the job. So therefore, he should come back at a later time and then finish it off at a later time. Okay, and that's it. So now, Mani, who does this go like? Ilema Rabban, and if you say it goes like the rabbis, Ma'ira Shemesh Metal Mate, or Shach Azato Chama, why do you have to introduce the case that his relative died or he got a fever, the Anis, and he was thereby unavoidably unable to do his work? Mi Kilo Anis Nami, even if he wasn't unavoidably able to do his work. We said, the rabbis have said, the hand of the employer is at the top. In other words, he doesn't lose. So he could even walk out halfway and get half his wages. Elalav must be Rabbi Dosi. This must be Rabbi Dosi's opinion. Ushmamina law shiny la Rabbi Dosa bain skirut le kablanut. No, Rabbi Dosa doesn't differentiate because we had in both in the Brata a worker for a day and also a worker for a task, a kablan, as well as skiriyom, a skirot. Okay, so therefore, how do we understand that? Amrav Nachman by Yitzhak, Kedvara Avud, Divra Kol. No, we can explain this brata according to everyone, because we are talking here, it has to be done. If you don't do it, then there's going to be this unavoidable loss, there's going to be an issue, because the employer has to get this job done. So therefore, if you guys don't do it, then I'm at a disadvantage. So I'm sorry for you that you're not feeling well. I wish you long life, that your relative died, but I've got to get this job done, otherwise I'm going to lose out terribly. Okay, that's it. So therefore, if he has to stop working due to unforeseen circumstances, he normally wouldn't get his full wages, but here he has to pay half. All right. Now, the next quote from the Mishnah is as follows. Tnan kol hamashane yado ala tektona v'kol hachozer bo yado ala tektona tachtona. Anyone who changes the terms is his hand is at the bottom. In other words, and anyone who goes back on what he said, his hand is at the bottom. In other words, he's at a disadvantage. Bishlama kol hamashane yado ala tektona. You can understand where you change at a disadvantage. The stam lan tanak Rabbi Yehuda, stam Mishnah teaches like Rabbi Yehuda. This was back in Bava Kamma, where the person was hired to dye the wool red and he dyed it black, or vice versa, etc. And therefore he gets paid, as we saw back then, the lower of his expenses or the lower of the value of increase of value of the wool. Okay, that we had that, that we can learn that. Ella, kol hachozer bo yado ala tektona lo toimai. Who's this coming along to? Anyone who goes back on what he said is that, his hand is at the lower, his hands at the bottom, is at a disadvantage. Who taught that? Lav lo toi poel krabidoso. Surely that is teaching a person who works out halfway through the days and he's at a disadvantage, like krabidosa. So Ella, Rabbi Dosa Tata Kame. No, so you know we can't say that, and therefore Rabbi Dosa is essentially saying two things. Rav Savalei Kavate Bechada Upale Gale Bechada. So really, Rav holds like his opinion in one way and disagrees with his opinion in another way. In other words, he doesn't agree that the workers are at a disadvantage, but he does work out how you calculate the amount that they own. Are owed. Okay. Ibat, I am another understanding of this. Kol hachozer bo yado ala tektona. What do you mean? Anyone who goes back on his word is at a disadvantage. Kedatanya, look at Tanya, like the following brighter. Kol hachozer bo keitzad. What does it mean? Whoever goes back on his word is at a disadvantage. What is that referring to? Hare, shemachar, sadeh lechaveiro, be'elef zuz. So if you sold a field to another, so now it's not talking about working, it's talking about a sale. All right. If you sell a field to someone for 1,000, v'natan lo mat mahem my times is, and you get 200 for the field, bizman shamocha chozer bo, and then one of them goes off. We assume here the seller goes back on what he said. It says yad lokach al eliona. The buyer is at an advantage. Okay, so in other words, what can he do? Ratza omer lo ten li matai. If the buyer wants, he says, listen, give me back my money that I gave you as this down payment. Or ten li kaka kenegan matai. He says, listen, doesn't make a difference. I've paid you 200. I'll pay you the other 800. And that's it. I want the land. So he's got the ability to force the sale through and get the land. Mahechan Magbao. So, you know, and he says, listen, Tani Karka, at least give me the amount of land, Kenegan Mauti, give me 200 worth of land. If you don't want to sell me the rest of the land, that's your prerogative, but at least give me 200 worth of land. Mahechan Gabao, and that's it. What type of land does he get? Mina Idit, from high quality land. Remember, we have Idit, Bainunit, and then Ziburit, intermediate and low quality. Yeah, he has to give him the best quality land. We'll explain that. Vizman, Shulakar, Khuzar, however, if it is the buyer coming along and reneging, going back on the deal, Yad Mocher Aleliona, the seller has got the upper hand. Ratza Omer Lo, he come along and says, Heilach Meotecha, give me the rest of the money, Heilach Meotecha, here is your money, here I'm giving you the money back, you get nothing. Ratza Omer Lo, Heilach Karka Keneged Meotecha, or else you can say to him, listen, here's 200 worth of land, and you're taking it. So it's up to him what he says, Mahechan Magbao, and what type of land can he give him? Mina Ziburit, he give him from low quality land. All right, so now the Brata continues, Rabban Shimon Megamle Olama, Melam Din Notan, Shelo Yachzeru. No, we teach people not to renege, therefore they can't. This case is not going to end up in court, okay? Because otherwise, you can see there's going to be a fight over here. Kate said, how would you do such a thing? Kotev, lo, ani, ploni ben ploni, machati sare plonit. I so-and-so, had sold the field to so-and-so, le ploni elef zuz. I sold it for 1,000 dinars, v'natane lehem, my time zuz, and I gave him 200 of that 1,000. Vareni nosei lo, shimonem otzuz, and I'm coming to give him another another 800 dinars. Okay, so it's quite clear to everyone that the whole field has been bought and he has to pay. It's kana, it's acquired. Umaksi lo, it's ashar, filu akha kamashanim. And he has to give him the rest, even over a period of years, you know, before you have bonds and you get upfront payment and all stuff like that. Okay, so that's a standard loan. So that will avoid fights. Amamar, Maikhan Bagbao. So now we're going back on that statement where it says, what type of land does the seller give the buyer? Mina edit. He has to give him high quality land. If he was the one the seller, was the in that situation, it was the buyer. The seller that went back on his thing. Okay, you're selling a field, you're selling a field, and then you decide against it. You have to give him the best quality land, high quality land. What does it mean that it's all relative, relative to his property? You have to give him high quality land. Loya ella balchov, but surely, even if the buyer is considered to be a standard balchov, a standard creditor, utnan. We learned in Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah in Gittin, where we discussed this, where it says damages are from high quality land, creditors are from medium quality land, and woman is from low quality land. Utnan. It was taught in the Mishnah in Gittin, Daf 48. Balchov dino bavainun. Balchov gets intermediate quality land, okay, medium level land. Vod, hi, Ara, Diav Zuzai, and surely, there is a specific piece of land which he paid money. Why should he get high quality land? It says, Amarav Nachum by Yitzhak, Noam Idit Sheba. No, it means the best part of the land that was agreed upon. Okay, Miziburit Sheba, it's still within that land. He can't get any other land. It's all about the land that he's been discussing. Either gets the best part of the land that he's been discussing, or the worst part of the land that he's been discussing. But he can't go along and get general best land or general worst land. Okay, that is Rav Nachman by Yisrael. Understanding Rav Acha, brother Rav Ika Amar, Rav Nachman, the son of Rav Ika, says, "No, fila tema idit de nachasav." No, maybe it means objective superior land that he's got. Stam man tana zavin ara ba alfa zuzay ozli umozi mazaven. Normally, one who buys land for 1,000 dinars doesn't like carry it around in his hand. So therefore, he will come along and decrease mazaben nachasav. He will come along and sell things, even if some of them are at a loss, in order to get the money. Vavelai kenizak. So therefore, if the seller comes along and reneges on this transaction, and the guy doesn't get a high thing of land, the big piece of land that he's doing, he's actually have ended up causing a loss to this guy, because he sold a whole lot of possessions in order to try get the 1,000, and he's busy selling them in order to get the extra money, and he's selling them at less than market value, so it's actually caused him a loss, as it were. Tnan hanizakin shamin lehem beidit, and that Mishnah in Gittin teaches us that anyone who's damaged gets high quality land. All right, so now Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Melamdin Otan Shelo Yachsaru. It says we teach him not to go back on the word. Kaitzad, how do we say that? Kotev lo, Ani Ploni Ben Ploni. We turned it into a thing. He says, I'm so and so, sold a field to this guy for 1,000 and he gave me 200 and now he owes me 800. Okay, that was the case. Kotev lo, Ani Ploni Ben Ploni, etc. Okay, Tama, Dekatev Lay. If he wrote it, then good. If it's ready, if he didn't write it that way, he doesn't acquire it immediately. It says Vatanya, Notain Eravon Nechavarov Amalo Ani Choserbi. It says someone gives a down payment to his friend, and he says to him, "Listen, if I go back on my word, Eravoni Machulach, you can keep the down payment, keep the deposit." Hala Omer, and the other guy says, if I go back on my word, I'll double your down payment. Okay, if someone says, listen, here's a certain amount of money, as a deposit, I'm prepared to forfeit the deposit. Or else, you know what? If I don't, then I'll actually give you double the deposit. It says, you know, tekuma tanaim, that these conditions work. Rabbi Yossi, that is what Rabbi Yossi says. And now we go into something that we have seen before. Rabbi Yossi Latama, Rabbi Yossi goes according to his opinion, Damas Machtakanya, a person who makes an exaggerated type of statement, even though he has no real intention of fulfilling it, but it actually does work. We've seen it before. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, Dio Shekane Keneged Ervono. No, Rabbi Yehuda says the down payment acquires at least the amount that he was going to get. Amar Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel B'medrim. Remember when we say such a thing? B'zman Sh'amalo Ervoni Yukon. He says that's when the buyer says to the seller, the amount is going to acquire that a portion of Al. Machalo Sede Be'elef Zuz. But what happens if he buys him a field of 1,000 Zuz? And he gives him 500 he gives him half a payment. Kane, he's acquired the whole field. Machzir lo et asrar afilu racha kamashanim, and he has to give him the rest of the money, but he can even give it to him over a period of years. So should he just gets half the field? So what's the difference? Lo kasha, no, there's no problem. Lo kasha, hi, at a kail and nafik azuzaim. No, they specified in writing. That's where he's going in and out with the money. It means that he's looking for the cash for the rest of it. So not looking for the cash, means he's content with what's written in the contract. As Rava says, Haiman Dezavin Midi Lechavre, a person who lends sells him to another, and he's going in and out for money. Vaka Azil Vanafika Azuzai, he sells him to his friend, he's looking for money. He's really, he's only selling it because he needs the money immediately. So therefore, Lo Kana, so therefore, he's selling as little as possible. Lo Ka Azil Nafika Azuzai, if he's not running around for money, means he's content with the sale. It's like acquired and it's a loan, Kani. Vamarava, last bit, a high man, Dazufe, Maya, Azuzai Lechavre, if you lend 100 dinars to another, Uprai, Zuzai, and he pays him one zuz at a time. Peron Havai, that's a good payment. Ella Ditlay Taromet Gabe, he's got a complaint against it. Amalei Avsidati Minei, you caused me a loss because if you get a weave to me one at a time, I'll come along and I'll spend it. Okay, that is where we'll leave it for today. Everyone should have a great day.